A summary of the laws of Purim, part 1. The month of Adar. Mishenichnas Adar marbe b'simcha, one is to rejoice himself, his wife, and children during this month, similarly to what is done on a yantif, which means that one should increase in all matters that gives one joy. Foremost, the Rebbe adds, one is to add in spiritual matters of joy, which is increasing in Torah learning, especially in the inner dimensions of Torah and the scrupulous fulfillment of mitzvahs. One is to add in Simcha on every day of the month of Adar. This applies even after the days of Purim, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. One who has a court case with a Gentile is to endeavor to have it take place during this month of Adar. Laws relating to Zayin Adar and the four extra parashiyos will be Mirat Hashem discussed in a further lesson. The Purim attire. The Poskim write that one should wear Shabbos clothing throughout the day of Purim, starting from the night. This, however, is with exception to those who wear a costume. As recorded in the Ramah and in Ashkenazi Rishonim of early generations, it is a custom to wear costumes on Purim, and it is a tradition for children to wear crowns on Purim, and the Rebbe states the one who does so is blessed. Regarding cross-dressing, while some are accustomed to be lenient to permit cross-dressing as a costume on Purim, practically many Poskim challenge this custom, and thus practically one is not to do so. Seemingly, this applies even to children. If, however, it's recognizable that the person is a man or woman and he simply wears only one pair of clothing of the opposite gender, then there's more room to be lenient, especially on Purim, when it's done for the sake of jest and fun and not, chas v'shalom, for the sake of promiscuity. There are many Purim costumes that contain shatness in them, and therefore it's especially necessary to make sure and verify that when you purchase a Purim costume that it does not contain wool and linen. If one of the ingredients is wool or linen, then you should have it checked. This especially applies in Europe, where shatness is more commonly found. Alanisim. One is to recite Alanisim both by the night and day of Purim. It is recited within Birchas HaMazon during Birchas HaAretz and within Shemana Esrei by the Bracha of Maidim. If one did not recite Alanisim in Shemana Esrei, he nevertheless fulfills his obligation and is not required to repeat the prayer. However, if one remembered prior to saying Hashem's name in the blessing of Atayv Shimcha, then he is to go back, retract, and recite Alanisim. This applies even if he already said Baruch Atah, so long as he did not yet say Hashem's name. If, however, one already said Hashem's name, then in such a case he may not go back, and he is to simply finish Mina Esrei. Nonetheless, there are opinions who hold that after concluding the prayer, prior to the second Yilul Ratzon, which is said prior to taking three steps back, he can make it up and say the Alanisim there. Regarding Birchas HaMazon, if one did not recite Alanisim in Birchas HaMazon, he has nevertheless fulfilled his obligation. If one remembered prior to saying Hashem's name and the blessing of Allah Oretz v'Allah Mazayin, then he is to go back and say Allah Nisim. If, however, one has already recited Hashem's name, then he is to simply continue with Birchas HaMazayin until he reaches the Harachamans, in which he is to say, Arachim hu yasalonu nisim v'neflois k'mosh asal aviseinu b'yam mahem b'zman hazeh b'yimei Mordechai, etc. One began eating a meal on Erev Purim and ended the meal at night, after Purim has begun, then if he ate a kazayis of bread after nightfall, he is to recite Alanisim and Birchas HaMazon. Regarding Matzei Purim, if you started a meal on Purim and it extended till after Purim, which is usually always the case with a Purim Suda, you nonetheless recite Alanisim in benching, so long as you have yet to daven Ma'ariv. If one already daven Ma'ariv prior to benching, you may no longer say Alanisim. Alanisim is not recited on the 15th, which is Shushan Purim, with exception to Jerusalem, which celebrate on the 15th. In Jerusalem, they recite Alanisim only on the 15th and not on the 14th. Regarding those cities that celebrate Purim twice, on the 14th and 15th, due to doubt if they are considered a walled city, according to Nigla Halacha, they are to recite Alanisim on both days, although nonetheless, many are accustomed to only recite it on the first day, as is claimed to have been the custom of the Arizal, even though this is under debate. Mirat Hashem, further summary laws relating to Purim will be covered in the following lessons.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.